But my subject tonight is not Israel.
Mais le sujet sur lequel je vais prêcher ce soir, ce n'est pas Israël.
It's Africa.
C'est l'Afrique.
And there are occasionally times when a word has to be spoken.
Et quelquefois, il y a des moments où une parole doit être prononcée.
That is not addressed to the congregation.
C'est une parole qui quelquefois n'adresse pas la congrégation.
It's hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken.
Et donc c'est écoute au ciel. Écoute au terre parce que le ciel a parlé.
Can you understand mystery like that?
Est-ce que vous pouvez comprendre des mystères tels que celui-là?
Amen.
That there's a time that has come in the wisdom of God.
Il y a un moment qui est venu dans la sagesse de Dieu.
In which something has to be spoken.
Où quelque chose doit être prononcé.
Into the earth, into the air.
Et quelque chose doit être prononcé en direction de la terre et de l'air.
It's not intended for men.
Et en fait, c'est même une parole qui n'est pas destinée à l'homme.
Not to say that there's no benefit for it.
Mais ça ne veut pas dire que l'homme ne devra pas en tirer avantage.
But it's a declaration.
Mais c'est une déclaration qui doit être faite.
Something that must come in point of time.
Et c'est quelque chose qui doit être dit à un moment donné.
And I am called to deliver it.
Et je suis prêt à le faire.
So be patient with what you hear.
Alors soyez patient par rapport à ce que vous allez entendre.
Count yourself privileged.
Et considérez-vous comme privilégié.
For an historic moment whose time has come.
Parce que un moment historique est en train de se produire.
And that you are there to hear it.
Et vous feriez mieux d'écouter.
And to draw out God's heart.
Et donc de tirer ce qu'il y a dans le cœur de Dieu.
That it might receive a full expression.
Afin que vous puissiez recevoir toute l'expression de la volonté de Dieu.
Can you understand that?
Amen.
Okay. Let's pray for this. We're privileged to be together for such a moment whose time has come in this Cameroon, in this city, in this Africa. Lord, we invite you to open your heart and send a word into the earth from the throne of heaven. That shall not return to you void, but accomplish every purpose for which it has been sent. Bless your own soul. Gratify your own heart. Fulfill your own purpose. And we thank you and give you praise. That you have a word for Africa. That this continent is upon your heart.
Et parce que tu as ce continent à cœur.
That you have an intention for it.
Parce que tu as un dessein pour
which we invite you to perform.
Et que nous invitons à réaliser.
By commencing with this word.
En commençant avec cette parole.
And by it setting in motion.
Et en mettant en mouvement.
Those things that will bring it to pass.
Ces choses qui amèneront cette parole à réaliser.
Not for our convenience.
Pas pour nous plaire.
But the everlasting praise of your glory.
Mais pour ta louange éternelle.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Au nom de Jésus-Christ, nous avons prié.
God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
The Lord woke me up.
Le Seigneur m'a réveillé.
Early, a few days ago, in the early morning hours.
Très tôt, il y a quelques jours.
And flooded me with some thoughts.
Il m'a rempli de certaines pensées.
And I thought I had better write them down.
Et j'ai pensé qu'il valait mieux que je les mette par ici.
So this is that writing.
Et voilà donc ce que le Seigneur m'a écrit.
That I'll share just as it was given.
Et je vais vous partager cela tel que j'ai reçu.
It begins with a scripture that is familiar out of the book of Proverbs.
Et ça commence par un passage qui vous est familier.
Chapter 14.
Des Proverbes.
Verse 34. Verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation. How I wish you would take that into your deepest heart. The word exalt means also to prosper. God will prosper a nation. That seeks righteousness.
Qui recherche la justice.
Because it pleases him.
Parce que c'est cela qui lui plaît.
He's the God of righteousness.
Parce que il est le Dieu de justice.
And what distinguished Jesus as a son.
Et ce qui distingue Jésus en tant que fils.
Is that he loved righteousness.
C'est qu'il aime la justice.
And hated iniquity.
C'est qu'il a aimé la justice et
the two things go together.
Et voilà que ces deux choses vont ensemble.
You can't have the love for the one.
Vous ne pouvez pas aimer l'un.
Unless you hate the other. This distinguished Jesus.
Et c'est ça qui a distingué Jésus.
It was the hallmark of his sonship.
Et ça, c'était ce qui faisait la caractéristique de
For which
son.
Reason the Father
c'est
gave him an anointing
le Père lui a donné
above his brethren of gladness for that distinction.
Et à cause de cette distinction.
So let me ask you.
Alors, permettez que je vous demande.
You needn't answer. It's a rhetorical question.
En fait, c'est une question que je vous pose, pas vous répondre.
Do you esteem righteousness?
Est-ce que vous estimez la justice?
Love it.
Est-ce que vous aimez la justice?
Enjoy the word.
Est-ce que vous appréciez
that when you speak it,
au point où lorsque vous parlez,
and the occasions have been much too rare,
et les occasions sont tellement rares,
the juice begins to run in your mouth.
Que le jus commence à sortir de votre bouche.
And because you're on becoming a son and a daughter,
parce que vous devenez des fils et des filles,
you recognize
vous reconnaissez
that there are daily occasions,
qu'il y a des occasions quotidiennes
for righteousness
dans votre vie pour démontrer
or the neglect of it.
Mais vous avez négligé cela.
Even in the small things,
même dans les petites choses,
and in the everyday things,
même dans les choses de tous les jours,
the issue of righteousness
donc, la question de la justice
should ever be before us
devrait toujours se présenter devant
as the church.
En tant qu'église.
Because the church is intended
parce que l'église est destinée
as already the leaven of a kingdom to come
à être donc celle qui va faire en sorte que le règne de Dieu vienne
a certain presence within society
et l'église doit démontrer une certaine présence
of a moral kind
et morale dans la société.
You like that word?
Est-ce que vous aimez ce mot?
Yes.
Moral.
Moral.
Two words, righteousness and moral,
ces deux mots-là, justice et morale,
go together.
Vont ensemble.
These words need to become dear to us.
Et ces mots-là, nous devons les chérir, les aimer.
Into our thought and into our consideration.
Et nous devons prendre ces mots-là en considération.
Because if we will not be that presence,
parce que sinon, si nous ne devenons pas cette présence-là,
morale, if we will not exert and express a moral influence,
si nous n'exerçons pas une influence morale,
in our African society,
dans notre société africaine,
from where shall it come?
Alors d'où viendra l'influence morale dans la société?
What is moral to is to insist upon the dignity of what is made in God's image.
Et lorsqu'on parle de morale, on sous-entend aussi d'insister sur la dignité de ce qui est fait à l'image de Dieu.
And not to go along with conditions that degrade men.
Et
and not to go along to condescend
et donc, nous devons pas mépriser
to conditions
la condition
that degrade men, brutalize men.
Nous ne devons pas faire en sorte que en fait, les gens qui sont importants se mettent à brutaliser les petites gens
and rob them of their essential humanity.
Et nous ne devons pas permettre qu'ils leur volent leur humanité, qui est leur caractère essentiel.
This is the devil's business.
Parce que ça, ce sont des choses qui viennent du diable.
To deform and to assault what is in the image of God.
Parce que ça, c'est le diable qui inspire les gens à déformer, à nuire à ce qui a été fait à l'image de Dieu.
Look what they did to Jesus on the cross.
Regardez ce qu'on a fait à Jésus sur la croix.
He was so brutalized.
Il avait été tellement brutalisé.
That he had no beauty that any should desire him.
Que il n'avait plus de beauté et il faisait horreur aux gens.
He was marked more than any man.
Il a été marqué plus que tout autre homme.
The devil hates God.
Le diable hate Dieu,
and hates God's image in men.
Et il hait aussi l'image de Dieu en l'homme.
And we, the church,
et nous, l'Église,
have an obligation,
nous avons l'obligation
to stand for
de nous tenir
what God has created
en faveur de ce Dieu
in His image.
À son image.
So just in the trip coming here tonight,
et donc,
just the trip coming here tonight,
et donc, en venant ici aujourd'hui,
we had to pass through your typical traffic.
Nous avons dû donc subir vos embouteillages.
Of course, you have lived with it so long.
Et bien entendu, ça fait
it's for you normal.
Tellement longtemps que vous vivez dans.
I want to tell you.
Ça vous paraît normal.
I want to tell you.
Et je voudrais vous dire.
I'm not speaking from the perspective of a white man from America.
Je ne parle pas selon la perspective d'un blanc qui vient des États-Unis.
I'm speaking from the perspective.
Mais je parle selon
of a prophetic man from heaven.
D'un prophète qui parle en ayant la pensée de Dieu.
Your traffic conditions
et la condition
are
de la circulation
are immoral.
En fait est immorale.
They're degrading.
Et en fait, vous voyez l'état de la circulation.
To fight for position.
Vous voyez comment les gens circulent.
One car edging the other.
Vraiment, c'est le désordre en fait.
Belching smoke. So much time to pass through an intersection. For the want of a simple traffic light.
Alors que un simple feu rouge
and the respect for order
et le respect de l'ordre
that the traffic light represents.
Et s'il y avait ces feux rouges là, il y aurait aussi le respect
so
de l'ordre qui serait
porté
par le feu rouge.
In order,
qui permettrait aux hommes de circuler dans l'ordre
without competing and striving,
sans avoir à se bousculer,
because that's contrary,
parce que ça c'est contraire
to God's image in man.
À l'image de Dieu dans l'homme.
You may think I'm picking on some absurd issue. And you can find examples much worse than what I'm describing. But such conditions should not be tolerated. They need to be opposed.
Il faut qu'on s'oppose à cela.
By the church.
Et pour cela,
that stands for God.
C'est elle qui doit le faire.
Stands for righteousness.
Elle qui se tient qui se tient pour
stands
Dieu,
for what is
pour la
moral,
vie, pour la morale.
And for man in God's image.
Et qui doit aussi se tenir afin que l'homme exprime l'image de Dieu.
It's a remarkable grace to be able to preach.
Vous savez, c'est une grande grâce que de pouvoir prêcher.
Having passed through that traffic congestion.
Après avoir vécu tous ces embouteillages.
Just sitting in the back seat. If I had been driving, if I had been driving, I would have been immobilized. How does one become spiritual? Speak the word of the Lord. After you have been fighting your way through conditions like that. And those conditions can be remedied.
Mais pourtant, ces conditions-là, on peut y apporter une solution.
Those conditions can be altered.
Yeah. On peut altérer ces conditions.
When the church
et pour cela,
makes it an issue.
Et ce sera quand l'Église prendra ce problème en considération.
And expresses its concern.
Et qu'elle exprimera sa préoccupation.
As it ought.
Comme elle devrait l'être.
To establish a traffic light.
Pour qu'il puisse avoir des feux rouges.
That obliges men to observe the structures of law and order.
Parce que le feu rouge oblige les hommes à respecter l'ordre.
For their benefit.
Pour leur propre avantage.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you dear children.
Oh, mes chers enfants.
Don't you understand?
Est-ce que vous ne comprenez pas?
There's a struggle between darkness and light.
Que la lutte qu'il y a, le combat qu'il y a entre les ténèbres et la lumière.
That's taking place in the earth.
Qui se livre sur la terre.
And the powers of darkness.
Et la puissance des ténèbres.
The principalities and powers of the air.
Les principautés et les puissances des airs.
Want to prevail in the world.
Veulent prévaloir dans le monde.
And they are unchallenged.
Et il n'y a même personne pour les défier.
And they run the show.
Et ils continuent donc leur œuvre.
And they stand for chaos.
Et donc eux, ce qui regarde, c'est la semaine de chaos.
Destruction.
Et la destruction.
God stands for light.
Alors que Dieu, lui, c'est la justice.
And righteousness.
Et la lumière et la justice qui l'enferme.
And says his kingdom come.
Et on dit que son règne vient.
And earth.
Sur la terre.
As it is in heaven.
Tel qu'il est aux cieux.
Order.
L'ordre.
Is intrinsic to the nature of God.
Fait partie de la nature même de Dieu.
Amen.
And we need to respect it.
Et nous devons respecter
l'ordre. To desire it.
Nous devons désirer qu'il y ait de l'ordre.
To see that it functions.
Et nous devons nous assurer que les choses fonctionnent bien.
And that men do not circumvent it.
Dans notre société, non pas que les gens
because
les
they have money.
La loi
or influence. Or can bribe their way.
Ou parce qu'ils peuvent nous corrompre pour pouvoir.
All men should stand equal before the law.
Mais tous les hommes devraient être égaux devant la loi.
And order.
Et
it is a fundamental, foundational necessity.
Parce que c'est une nécessité fondamentale.
For the integrity.
Pour l'intégrité.
Appropriate to human life.
Qui est appropriée à la vie humaine.
Somebody needs to go to the legislature.
Alors vous savez, quelqu'un devrait aller à l'Assemblée.
Who are indifferent to this condition.
Pour reparler aux députés qui sont indifférents à ces désordres-là.
Because they don't have to face it daily.
Parce que eux, en fait, ils n'ont pas besoin de subir les embouteillages.
They are living in very elect suburbs.
Ils vivent dans des quartiers, des beaux quartiers où il n'y a pas d'embouteillage.
Beautiful palatial residences.
Dans leur belle villa.
and chauffeur-driven cars.
Et puis ils sont conduits par des chauffeurs.
They don't have to fight these conditions.
Alors vous voyez, ils n'ont pas à subir ces conditions.
They're living in a place of unreality.
Ils vivent dans un monde qui n'est pas réel.
And they're not at all affected.
Alors ils ne sont pas affectés par.
By what is degrading men in this city every day.
Les choses là qui dégradent l'homme dans cette ville chaque jour.
So would it be improper for a committee from the church?
Alors, est-ce que ce serait une chose inappropriée qu'un comité
de committee of concerned Christians?
Ou bien un comité de chrétiens qui se préoccupe de
representing a network of churches?
Donc, un comité constitué de plein groupe d'églises.
Who have collected tens of thousands of signatures?
Qui pourrait donc collecter des milliers de signatures?
And to go to the legislature?
Pour se présenter devant
and
la présidence. Et présenter cela
as a moral requirement,
et comme une exigence morale
to establish a traffic light
afin qu'on puisse
at critical intersections,
mettre les feux rouges au carrefour.
Because it's righteous. It's righteous.
Parce que c'est juste.
Amen.
Well, I know that you're not accustomed to thinking like this or acting like this.
J'ai l'impression que vous n'êtes pas habitué à ce genre de pensée ou de comportement.
Because it's not spiritual.
Parce que ce qui n'est pas spirituel.
And we're not concerned with the world.
Et puis nous, on ne sommes pas concernés par le monde. Nous, on est spirituel.
You're doing God disservice.
Mais en ayant ce genre de pensée-là, vous nuisez à Dieu, en fait.
Not to recognize that this is a spiritual issue.
Parce que si vous ne reconnaissez pas que même cela, c'est un sujet spirituel, vous ne rendez pas service à Dieu.
Because there's a moral question here.
Parce que ici, c'est une question qui concerne la morale.
That affects the whole character of life in Africa.
Qui concerne le caractère même de la vie en Afrique.
And degrades men.
Et qui dégrade l'homme.
Rather than exalts
plutôt
them.
Plutôt que de l'élever.
In God's image.
Lui qui est à l'image de Dieu.
If you're going to have moral concern,
si vous devez donc avoir des préoccupations morales,
you're going to be required to have political expression.
Alors, cela exigera de vous que vous puissiez vous exprimer politiquement.
And what begins with a traffic light
et ceux qui vont commencer par les gens aussi,
needs not end there.
Ne doit pas s'arrêter à ce niveau.
This is more than just an improvement.
Et ça, et parce que dans cette question-là, il est question de davantage que
although
de la amélioration du niveau de vie.
There will be.
Il y aura des améliorations.
This is the issue of structure.
Mais ici, là, il est question d'avoir des
and of order.
Il est question de l'ordre.
That dignifies human life.
Qui rend à l'homme sa dignité.
And gives men a better sense of themselves.
Et qui donne aux hommes un meilleur sentiment.
And a respect and esteem.
Une meilleure estime de même.
For their own humanity.
De leur propre humanité.
That pleases God.
Et ça, c'est ce qui plaît à Dieu.
The powers of the air will be terrified if the church begins to think like this and acts like this. Because when you begin to install order, the powers of darkness and chaos are set aside. You're making a statement of a kingdom kind, of a godly kind, that breaks their influence. And if you keep it up, they'll be required to release their captives. So they prefer that you remain passive.
Alors vous voyez, les forces de ténèbres préfèrent que vous
soyez passifs
et que vous viviez dans ces conditions.
After all, they've gone on so long. After all, they have gone on.
Après
so
tout, les choses ont duré depuis.
And we have gotten used to it.
Et on a appris
to live with it.
Et puis on a appris à vivre avec cela.
It's not a reason to continue it.
Mais c'est pas parce qu'on a toujours vécu comme ça qu'on doit continuer à vivre ainsi.
Because righteousness exalts a nation.
Parce que la justice exalte une nation.
God will be blessed
Dieu sera béni
by the traffic lights, by the sense of order.
Et s'il y a un sens de l'ordre,
something will come into the atmosphere
parce que quelque chose va se produire
of a city
d'une ville
that has taken the pains and the expense
qui a pris donc qui est accepté donc
to establish these elementary considerations
nécessaires pour établir ces choses qui sont élémentaires
appropriate to human beings
et qui sont appropriées
made in God's image.
Pour améliorer la vie de l'être humain qui est créé à l'image de Dieu.
I was brooding over the issue of Africa. Coming here from Australia. This is my sixth country in 6 weeks.
Je viens d'Australie là, et c'est le deuxième pays que j'ai parcouru.
Tomorrow we'll be in Burkina Faso.
Et demain, je serai au Burkina Faso.
Said, Lord, what is the word for Africa? I've been in it many times. The poverty, the disease, the lack of employment, low level of education. What's the answer for Africa, Lord? And I believe he's saying in my heart, the gospel is the answer. The gospel will save Africa. Not just in terms of salvation from sin, but in the elevation of the life of the people. Because God has been brought into their consideration. And he's the God of order. And they reflect that God. The church has got to live by its faith. That's not the requirement for the church elsewhere in the world. We Americans can say the just shall live by their faith. But we have other sources and other securities. But in Africa, the issue is faith. If God says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things else will be added unto you. Can you believe that? Not just for yourself, but for the continent. God has established Africa to demonstrate God and his reality and the truth of his word and the faithfulness of his promises. Because if your prosperity is not going to come from overseas gifts of charity or technology, as other nations, and your living conditions should improve, the world would look on, as the world will observe. What's happened here? The quality of life in Africa is rising. The standard of living, people don't have to carry merchandise all day on their heads to make a sale. There's improvements and benefit that has not come from natural means but from God, who exalts righteousness. He will improve the economy and the increase of harvest. Because that's what his word says. Righteousness exalts a nation. It will prosper it. Where did the Lord give you this message, brother? In Africa. Tanzania. When I spoke out in an open field of the first African convert, the Ethiopian eunuch, and some man came up to me when it was over. He said, I would love for you to speak to my employer. Gladly, I said. Who is she? She's the head of the Supreme Court and the Department of Justice in Tanzania. The next morning, I was there. And as I came to her door and under her portal, the Lord said, righteousness exalts a nation. And sin is a shame for any people. And I came into her house. A white man, stranger, a Jew. And I said, your country is suffering from drought. and corruption
et de corruption
and violence
et de violence
because you have not been righteous.
Parce que vous n'avez pas été juste.
You have become an independent nation. You're no longer colonial.
Vous êtes devenu un pays indépendant. Vous n'êtes plus une colonie.
And you began to usurp and to possess properties owned by white people.
Et vous avez commencé donc à usurper, à prendre possession des propriétés qui appartenaient aux blancs.
Without fair compensation.
Sans les avoir.
That is not righteous.
Et ça, ce n'est pas juste.
And therefore, you're suffering God's judgment.
Et c'est pourquoi le jugement de Dieu s'est abattu.
He stepped back the rain.
Et Dieu a retenu la
pluie. He's allowed bribery and corruption to increase.
Et il a permis que la violence augmente. Dans
all of the kinds of things that he would control or limit or eliminate.
Négatif qu'il aurait pu contrôler ou même éliminer.
If you practice righteousness.
Si vous aviez pratiqué la justice.
As a nation.
En tant que nation.
She called down all of her servants and her whole family. And she had me anoint and pray for and bless every single member. When I came back the next time to Tanzania, I visited her again. She had left office because she could no longer continue.
Elle avait donc démissionné
to be part of the country. Conduct of a nation
elle ne pouvait pas supporter, donc,
that was not righteous. Listen, you dear saints. We have got to live
nous devons vivre.
From every Amen. Word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Yes.
If he says that he will exalt a nation that seeks righteousness, let's do it.
Amen.
If he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things else will be added up to you, let's do it. And see if God will not add. And see if God will not add. All things unto us according to his word. If God be not God,
si Dieu n'est pas Dieu,
and his word is not true,
si ta parole n'est pas vraie,
we of all men are most to be pitied.
Alors, vraiment, nous sommes les plus,
then what are we doing here?
Et qu'est-ce que nous faisons?
And what is this prayer for Africa?
Alors,
if we are not taking God seriously,
si nous ne prenons pas Dieu au sérieux,
in a way that tests his word,
de manière à
and his promise,
that
we should live by it,
et vivre selon
and believe
cette
him
parole,
for it,
cette parole,
and see the increase.
Et voir, alors,
not just in spiritual things,
pas seulement dans
but in practical and material things of life.
Amen.
Because he's concerned for us,
parce que Dieu se soucie de nous.
Our bodies as well as our souls. No other continent in the world has as much opportunity to show forth God as God and the truth of his word and the faithfulness of his promise than this Africa.
Amen.
It's your calling.
Amen.
That's what you're for.
Amen.
To glorify God.
Amen.
By proving him.
Amen.
Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. So we need to see the realization of that defeat.
Alors nous devons voir la réalisation de cette défaite.
To show the powers of darkness.
Nous devons montrer aux forces.
We know that they are defeated.
Que nous savons qu'elles sont vaincues.
We will not be intimidated by them.
Que nous ne les serons pas intimidés.
Or jerked or manipulated.
Ou ni manipulés.
Or live according to their wisdom.
Ni vivre selon la sagesse.
But according to the wisdom of God.
Selon la sagesse de Dieu.
Which defeated them at the cross.
Qui a vaincu les forces de ténèbres.
Not by aggressiveness or violence.
Non pas par une bataille violente.
But by humility and meekness.
Mais par humilité et la douceur.
You're called to be a servant of servants.
Vous êtes appelé à être des serviteurs parmi les serviteurs. Les serviteurs qui.
That's not a belittling call.
That's
an ultimate call. Yes, I know you've been servants. You've been forced to be servants. But to be servants freely and voluntarily, not begrudgingly, but graciously, to show forth the nature of God.
Mais vous devez servir en démontrant la
who himself is a servant
qui lui-même est serviteur,
and wash the feet of his disciples not just as a momentary act
pas comme un acte momentané,
but as a revelation of the truth of his condition
mais c'était là la révélation de la vérité
because that's what God is as God He's a servant.
Il est serviteur.
And you
et vous
are called to be a servant of servants.
Vous êtes appelé à être serviteur d'entre les serviteurs.
The world will be blessed by you.
Et si vous acceptez cet appel, le monde sera béni par vous.
When you'll recognize your calling and receive it with gratitude
et que vous accepterez cet appel avec reconnaissance
and fulfill it with humility,
et que vous accomplirez cet appel avec humilité,
you'll be an example to all nations.
Alors vous serez un exemple pour toutes les nations.
God will honor the society that honors him
Dieu vous honorera une société qui l'honore
by seeking righteousness.
En recherchant la justice.
He will do what men cannot do.
Il fera alors ce que l'homme ne peut pas.
He'll lift disease and poverty.
Il ôtera la maladie et la pauvreté.
He'll reconcile tribal enmity and differences.
Et il réconciliera les tribus entre elles.
If we honor his word to perform
et
it.
Si nous donnerons sa parole pour lui permettre d'être accompli.
The church in Africa needs to demonstrate
l'Église d'Afrique doit démontrer
the radical truth of God's admonitions. To seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things will be added. It needs to demonstrate that, not just verbally, but in its own life and practice. Can you imagine such a church? And the presence of God that will inhabit it? That we don't have to stimulate by our own choruses. His presence will melt us. Because he will honor those who are honoring him and have dealt with the issue of righteousness in their own life. Because we're in something together. We're in something together. And God will honor by his presence a church that takes his word seriously so as to perform it. Not only in the great things but in the little. Children in relationship to their parents. Wives to their husbands. Husbands to their wives. The church to its membership. There are many issues. You will not have to look far to find them. In which decisions and choice have to be made. For or against God.
Nous pourrons donc à faire un choix qui est pour Dieu ou contre Dieu.
In little things.
Dans les petites choses.
God has so constituted Africa.
Dieu a constitué l'Afrique de manière telle que.
For this very demonstration.
Que elle soit en mesure de démontrer cela.
That the world will be required to observe.
Afin que si elle démontre cela, le monde aussi sera obligé.
The reality of God in Christ.
D'observer la réalité de.
By that visible rise of living conditions. Not obtained by technology. Or by charity. But supernaturally given by God. In his requirement to honor his own word. That when he sees righteousness. He will exalt that nation. He will exalt that congregation. He will exalt that ministry. He will exalt that continent. You dear children, we have lived for 31 years in North America as a community of believers in the piece of land God gave us, where within months we had 55 people living there. Conditions of life were hard. We needed housing. We needed shelter. We needed appropriate clothing. We needed nourishment. But we had no organizational connection. We were living beneath the poverty line. While the churches elsewhere in America were having great prosperity. And God did not allow us to make our needs known. You know what our slogan was? The just shall live by their faith.
Amen.
We were tested.
Nous avons donc été
in North America.
En Amérique du Nord.
We were living in the United States,
nous vivions aux États-Unis,
but not by the United States.
Mais nous ne vivions pas par les États-Unis.
We were a piece of the kingdom of God,
nous étions dans une portion du royaume de Dieu,
whose economy was determined from heaven,
donc l'économie était déterminée par le ciel,
and not from the earth,
et non pas par la terre,
and not one of us perished.
Et aucun de nous n'a péri.
Amen.
You can't imagine our conditions.
Vous ne pouvez pas imaginer notre condition.
We had a sister who was pregnant, giving birth.
Nous avons une sœur qui est enceinte qui a accouché.
So we thought we had better plug the car in overnight.
Et nous avons dû donc allumer la voiture la nuit.
Or the crankcase will freeze.
Sinon,
the oil.
L'essence même était
we have electric plugs. So that the oil does not freeze.
Alors, il fallait garder la voiture allumée pour
I know you can't imagine.
Les gens ne puissent pas, je vous pouvez pas imaginer.
For us, that's normal.
Mais pour nous, qui vivons dans
ce genre de
normal.
Sure enough, she had birth difficulties.
Elle a bien entendu,
and was hemorrhaging.
And
we wanted to get her to the hospital.
Et on a dû l'amener donc à l'hôpital.
Well, the engine started.
Et lorsque
but the gearbox was frozen stiff.
A commencé, le moteur a démarré quand même. Mais la boîte à vitesse était gelée, c'était glacé, c'était comme.
But she survived.
Mais elle a survécu.
The just shall live by their faith. Whether in Africa or America.
Que ce soit aux États-Unis ou en Afrique.
God's going to have a people in the earth.
Dieu aura un peuple sur la terre.
Who know him.
Qui le connaît.
Love him.
Qui l'aime.
Serve him.
Qui le fait.
And say with Job.
Et qui dira comme Job.
Yea, though he slay me.
Même si il.
Yet will I trust him.
Je lui ferai quand même confiance.
Amen.
That's why the Lord opened doors for us. Egypt. And other parts of the third world countries. Many times in Africa. But we did not come to them as Americans. Yes, that's my passport. But the truth of my identity is in heaven. So I'm not speaking to you abstractly. We have paid the price for this message. That you might believe it. For Africa. But there's no other answer for Africa. It's not going to come through technology or natural resources. Don't hope for that. It's going to come from God or it will not come at all. The just shall live by their faith. So Africa is called the dark continent. But God intends that it will be the brightest spot in the earth. When the Church of Africa rises to assert its moral presence, the leaven of the kingdom, and the authority given it by the risen Lord, who said all authority has been given me, both in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore into all the world, preach this gospel, not just a formula for salvation, but a formula for righteousness, for kingdom lifestyle, for reality, in keeping with God's image.
Selon
l'image. Go with the authority that is already mine. Go with the authority which is already mine. Which I have obtained through suffering and death. I'm not sending you out as orphans. I've made every provision for godliness and for life.
Qui appartiennent à la piété et à la vie.
But it'll take your faith to appropriate it. And to believe for it. To insist upon it. To insist upon it. Realize it. Show it forth. You don't have to go to a university. You have only to be serious about your own Bible.
avec la Bible, comme étudier sérieusement la Bible.
Start reading the book of Proverbs.
Et commencez à lire le livre des Proverbes.
Every day. Today's the 16th.
Aujourd'hui, on est le 16.
Read chapter 16.
Alors, lisez le chapitre 16.
You'll always come away with some rich truth.
Et chaque jour, vous recevrez
of a practical kind.
Une révélation.
That God tells you how to walk.
Et Dieu va vous montrer
what to do with your feet and with your eyes.
De marcher, de regarder.
It's remarkable instruction.
Et
to live a moral, righteous life. If we don't ignore it.
Si vous
part of the provision.
Ce qui est dit dans la
for godliness in life.
Parce qu'il y a tout qui vous permet de vivre dans la piété.
In chapter 14 of Proverbs.
Dans le chapitre 14 de Proverbes.
God says in verse 31.
Dieu dit au chapitre 31.
Those who oppress the poor insult their maker. And those who are kind to them honor him. Being poor in the world is not an accident. It's a sovereign design. To test nations and governments and men on how they treat the weak and the needy and the helpless and dependent. God says to honor them is to honor me. Now listen to this. If you have the spirit to hear it, you see that flag? That nation, which you hope to succeed, is going to fail. It's going to be brought down. There's a judgment coming. That's necessary to chasten Israel and to fit it to be a nation of priests and light unto the world. Jews are going to be uprooted all the world over. And we read in the prophet Amos, I will sift you through all nations. So prepare for the day when it's not just one Jew who comes in here, but a number of them, straggling, weak, bruised, beat up, despised, hated, unclean, wearing filthy rags, no opportunity to be to wash, stinking, and Jesus calls them the least of these, my brethren. They'll be stripped overnight. No matter what their possessions, they will be made very poor. And the attitude of men toward them will determine their eternal destiny. We need now to have a regard for the poor as being identified with their maker, and to oppress the poor, to exploit them, to take advantage of their ignorance, is to insult their maker. That's what the scripture says. And we ought to live by it. Change our own attitude. Change our own attitude. And not be contemptuous of Africans in our midst who are poorer than we. Look how ironic this is. That those in power in Cameroon today are more contemptuous of the poor of their own nation who are Africans, black, than the white colonial powers had ever been. That's a shame for the nation. They are more indifferent to their condition. Unaware and unconcerned than even the white colonists had been. Black does not save you. But faith does.
Amen.
So you need to work out your salvation.
Alors, vous devez veiller à votre salut.
With fear and trembling.
Avec crainte et tremblement.
But not only your own salvation.
Mais pas seulement à votre propre salut.
But Africa's.
Mais au salut de l'Afrique.
For if the church will not take this to itself,
l'église ne pense pas seulement à elle-même,
from where shall we expect it?
Alors d'où est-ce qu'on pourra obtenir?
The church is the leaven of the kingdom now. It's already the first installment, the first expression of a kingdom to come that is different from the kingdoms of this world, because it exalts righteousness, because it loves truth, because it's based on humility, because it will not yield to violence or to bribery or to corruption. It will believe God rather than to take advantage by paying under the
table.
God loves those who hate bribery. You need to go into all the world to save and restore Cameroon and what is made in God's image, that He might be glorified thereby.
Africa
has a destiny that it hasn't even begun to understand. To glorify God in a way that no other continent has the possibility. The world is not expecting anything from you. And you yourself are not expecting. Which is a lack of faith. To rise to God's intention. And to avail yourself of His every provision. His word, His blood, His spirit, the fellowship of the believers themselves, and to express a reality of another kind that will affect the nation and the continent and make it very bright. Do you believe for that? That's why God's going to bring Jews through here. They would never have come if they had not been uprooted. But Africa will be a highway of holiness for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. For they shall see in black faces the light that lightens the Gentiles and the glory of the people of Israel. They'll be astonished that you have mercy toward them, that you have kindness and grace, that you're not living God in private lives. You're an expanse of people and you show forth God in a way that Jews would never have expected to find it, not just in the faces of Gentiles, the way that I was saved in Europe, but in the faces of black Gentiles. Ultimate demonstration of God's glory where Jews least expect to find it. They'll go from Africa to Zion. The redeemed of the Lord will return to Zion with everlasting joy on their heads and mourning and sighing fleeing away, because from the time of their uprooting and through their shifting to the nations, they have seen a demonstration, a reality of a moral kind, which for them is their very survival and their salvation, from a people who are tested and prepared for a kind of maturity as sons and daughters who live by faith and could give their last cup of meal and flour without worrying what will they have left for themselves, but because they will give to them first
Et il a vraiment en premier.
God will see to it.
Alors Dieu verra cela.
Your meal will not fail. Your oil will not fail.
La compassion vous serez des amis d'Israël.
It will be your salvation. The just shall live by faith. Needs to begin now.
Yes.
I want to pray for such a church in Cameroon, such an example, such a model, not just for the nation, for the continent. It will change you. It will make requirement of you. The scriptures will become much more earnest and sincere. You will now need to study to show yourself approved. A workman not need to be ashamed. You will not make excuses for yourself. You will extend yourself by faith to grow and increase as the sons and daughters of God, and He will honor you and bless you because you're honoring Him who has called you to more than a succession of services, to a kingdom of righteousness in the earth, this earth. Even now, Lord, bless these children.
Bless these children.
Thank you for the word. Because faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Break the power of depression. Break the power of inferiority. Of those who have a low self-esteem. Lord, we're not capable. We can't hope to be like you. We're black. Lord, we condemn that. We rebuke that demonic spirit. We lose your people to see themselves as accepted in the beloved and esteemed in God's sight and very precious and called to be a special example in the world. Bless this people and bless this nation through them and bless the continent. That darkest Africa will no more be called darkest but brightest, because God is in its midst as the people of faith who live by Him, who trust Him, who receive their calling and rise to fulfill it in the power of His resurrection. From this night forth, seal the word, bring it to our remembrance, stir us up, show us the issues that are moral, that we might attend to them, rightly and pleasingly in your sight. Even when it's inconvenient, we will choose what is right and not what is easy. For we are the church of Jesus Christ in this nation and this continent. Amen. And amen.